Radio 3 Unwind. It's Ultimate Calm with Erlan Cooper. You can listen now on your digital radio. But right here on BBC Radio 3, it's time to join Lopa Qatari for the best in global roots music.
Well, hello and welcome to Music Planet. My guest in session tonight is one of the most successful female artists in the Arab world. I can think of no better way to start this evening of music than with her. This is Suad Massi. Thank you. a song there called Samt live here in the studio. Algerian Souad Massi with a voice that is, to quote Songlines magazine, the perfect vessel for songs of exile, longing and survival. Souad came into Broadcasting House with her band back in May to record this session for us. Justin Adams, who not only produced her latest album, Zagat, but also plays on it, he came along too. And I think you will agree, she richly deserves being called the most beautiful voice of North Africa. In about 20 minutes' time, you can hear more of that session and what both Souad and Justin had to say about working together and making music that they really love. For this next track, we're going to head to Senegal. It's the first new release from the great Orchestra Baobab in 10 years. The song is called Tonye Bakul, and it was written by the orchestra's co-founder, Rudy Gomez, who was key in creating that distinctive sound of the group. He died in 2022, but his words and music truly do live on. The full album is called Made in Senegal and is due out on Strut this October. Ahead of that, the group will be in the UK for a few dates, starting on the 22nd of August in Snape.
Sama nyamba nyut te dotu mala merlati dotu mala merlati nah ya di sama sope sama sutura di sama nyamba nyut di nanto kai wen nyu tapante basah di wah wah tune di nabai do hande jak bu masto pe di duma frene dotu ma kude di naga nasawar te sama khariji di nawakala nyum Machine video to mother but they up and done. Don't do malatonyati. Mondo to malatonyati. Don't do malatonyati. Nahia di sama sope. Sama sutura di sama nyamba nyut. Te don't do malamerloti. Don't do malamerloti. Nahia di sama sope. Sama sutura di sama nyamba nyut. Thank you.
Flowing Afro-Cuban brass from Orchestra Baobab, followed by some fast-fingered strings and accordion from seven-piece band Bashelan from Hungary. I love the phrasing of Hungarian folk singers, and with Onita Vrencan, it is like the nifty footwork of a dancer. Right now, we're off to Sweden and a band called Fauna. They're a multicultural collective started by Tommy Ek and Ibrahim Szabo. Szabo says, "We want to be an experience that you can just dive into, let go, and drift away." And Munful Sand, which is a mouthful of sand, is a perfect example of this.
We'll be right back. tuo gilge tuo yele yele kule o sanda era are o bange tuo tu fiele yala ba sa to puro campe se to bendike mala tuo gilge tuo gilge tuo gilge dono tuo gilge tuo gilge tuo gilge dono
Hypnotically gravelly, Ghana's champion of the kalogo, that instrument that was a lute that kind of morphed into a banjo along the centuries. King Ayasoba is his name, and he is as ever on fire. Pure Confusion is his seventh album, due out on Maizum in September. And true to form, his songs hit hard at society, politics and ethics. Recorded live in just one afternoon, 8 of the 9 tracks on the album, including that one, Tewo Gilige, were produced by dub to hip-hop experimentalist Adrian Sherwood at his studio in Ramsgate. Sherwood and Ayasoba actually first got together right here on Radio 3 at the Maida Vale Studios back in 2017. Ayosoba's seven-day tour of the UK ended in Brighton last night, but I'm sure he'll be back. He is definitely someone you need to go and see and experience live. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Lofa Qatari. Don't worry if you weren't able to catch the titles of the music I'm playing tonight. You can find the full details on BBC Sounds, where you can also listen back to this and other episodes of the programme at your leisure. So, back to my guest in session tonight, Souad Massi. You heard her at the top of the programme, a deep-voiced Algerian singer and lover of poetry. Her music career took off when she started playing in a political rock band called Atakor. Not one to temper her views, she was forced to leave Algeria in 1999 following a series of death threats, and she made Paris her home. It's 10 years since she was last on the programme, and in that time she has released three studio albums, all of which have won critical acclaim. Well, she's just brought out her 11th album. It's called Zagat, produced by Justin Adams. And it's got everything in it, from electric rock to Afrobeat to Parisian blues. She reflects on war, racism, violence, and also her refusal to surrender to despair, all of which we chatted about. She began by performing the title track of the album, Zagat.
شعلوا النار شد طار التريك وبيطفي في نهيك تصحى بين المطرة وسندان شد طار التريك وبيطفي نهيك تصحى بين المطرة وسندان قلب الإعصار حلقوا المراعي وقتلوا الراعي والبس الديب توب الخرفان حلقوا المراعي وقتلوا الراعي والبس الديب توب الخرفان We'll be right back.
What a powerful song there. Zagat. Suad Massey and Justin Adams have joined me here at the table. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The title of the album, Zagat, means things are getting worse.
Yes.
And yet every single song on this album and the way you guys play on stage and watching you, there is a joy. How do you manage that with such a heavy message to get across?
It's true. It's like a contrast.
Yes.
But like you say, music gives us a power. And music make us happy. You see what's happening in the world. It's very sad. And I decide to be happy, to share a good vibration with people. I do it.
This band you've got here.
Yeah.
Just tell us a little bit about them, because you've got some masterful musicians.
Thank you very much. In the bass, we have Guy Songhay, who is, for me, a huge bassist. And I like his music and his personality. Mm. Ralph Lavital playing guitar. Martin at the battery. And Mokran Adlani, who play violin and mandolin, and he plays a lot of kind of instrument. And bien sûr, have the great Justin Adams.
This little guitar. Imp in the corner. Justin, you produced this album. Is that right? That's the second time you guys have worked together.
Yes, second time.
How did you meet in the first place?
Well, I knew of Suad's music, but it was through sort of music business friend of ours who just had the intuition that we might work well together. And what's particularly great about this album for me, the experience of making it, was that on the first album we worked together, which was called Sequana, was a chance for Suad and I to get to know each other and for me to understand her working process and to sort of start to envisage what the most natural direction forward for her was. And then on this album was more like, okay, we've seen what we potentially could do, let's do it, let's go all the way, let's really try not to constrain ourselves in any way. We can do anything we want, from heavy rocking things to things which reference traditional Maghrebi music or Saharan music, or could be blues, could be experimental music. Let's just think about the meaning of the songs and the expressions of the songs, and to understand that people really want to hear what Suad has to say.
One of the things that does come across in your music, Suad, is that whenever we hear you in all of your amazing albums, it's as if you find the right musical package for the words and the message you want to get across. I mean, how does it work between the two of you when you're composing your songs? Justin, how do you plug into it?
We had this fantastic time in a tiny little studio in Paris, and these songs just pour out of Suad. There's more songs just keep coming and coming and coming. And then, so I'm like, I think I'm basically like a fan and somebody who just loves music. And so I hear something, I can see where that could go, you know. Yeah. We could try this, we could try that. And then, you know, sometimes Suad, she'll sing me a guitar line that she has in her head.
Yes.
Or a rhythm, you know. So sometimes, and then sometimes I'll give her something that she wasn't expecting to hear, and she'll be like very open-minded. It could be, you know, I might have something, I don't know if Suad will like this, it's a bit weird, and but I like it. And then she'll be, yeah, that's great, you know, or whatever. So, you know, it was a lovely collaboration.
والشمس حرقت ربيعي كل ما تمس يديا طيري يا فرحة لغيري أنا شمعت اطفى وغلقت الباب طيري يا فرحة لغيري أنا دموعي نشفت سلمي على الأحباب ولا حالي كالبحار اللي غمر خرجك قلب حرم أول عرفت غلب والمجال وانا حالي كلا غريب في وسط ناسو والمرار قاسم كاسو يشرب لهفة قاعدجل طيري يا فرحة لغيري الناس جمعتي طفات وغلقت الباب
Suad, I think it's fair to say that politics has really been a common thread through your life.
I want to be free in music. I don't want to make frontières, des barrières. And I like to make the music experimental.
I mean, Zagat, this album, it feels like your most personal. And I'm wondering, is that because you've got two daughters who are growing up into this world and maybe you're experiencing the world through them and what kind of world you're handing over to them?
It's not only for my daughters, it's for all us. I'm very angry and I feel vulnerable.
Yes.
Because I don't know what I can do to save or to help people and I scare about what can happen because a lot of people who has the power scare me. Yeah.
Well, actually, that is a great lead-in to the song that you're going to play next, L'Équation.
L'Équation.
The words are just incredible. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Okay. The inspiration for this song come from the the great philosopher from 12th century, from Kurdu, who is Averroes. In Arabic, it's Ibn Rushd. And I studied it when I was in Algeria because I love philosophy. And he says in sentences, when you don't want to make an effort to know someone, you develop a certain hate.
Yes.
And this hate became a violence. And what he says, until now, resonates in our life. Ça, comment dit, ça reste intemporel.
His yeah. intuition from the 12th century is as true as it ever was. I mean, it feels incredibly contemporary to say, well, ignorance leads to hatred and hatred leads to violence.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just about says everything about the world we're living in.
It's, well, that's it. Yes, I guess the refrain is ignorance leads to fear.
Yeah.
Fear leads to hate.
Yeah.
Hate leads to violence. And there you have the equation.
Yeah.
It's very powerful. Yeah. Well, let's hear l'équation. Thanks, Justin. Thanks, Suad. It's been lovely to talk to both of you.
Thank you, Lippa.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. It was a pleasure.
Et la peur mène à la haine. Et la haine mène à la violence. Voilà l'équation. Et vole, car tu es né libre, tu es né pour vivre, la vie est un présent. L'ignorance mène à la peur, et la peur mène à la haine, et la haine mène à la violence. Voilà l'équation. Des armes dans chaque arbre, sommet des graines. Aime et pose tes armes. Chaque guerre enfante des orphelins. L'ignorance mène à la peur, et la peur mène à la haine, et la haine mène à la violence. Voilà l'équation.
Voilà, indeed. She really has a way with words. Souad Massi, Justin Adams and her band, Guy Sangay on bass, Ralph Lavital on guitar, Mohran Adlani with that beautiful touch on the violin, and Martin Wangermi on drums, ending there with the song L'Equation. What a pleasure to have them in the studio. This is Music Planet. I'm Lapa Katari. This year, Slovenia's Catalena celebrates their 25th anniversary with a new album called Meja, The Border. This is one of the little gems on it. Slovenian folk with a real country blues twist.
Thank you.
a classic from Panamanian legend, the 25 Grammy Award-winning Ruben Blades. He's playing at the Roundhouse in Camden, London, this Wednesday, the 8th of July, with the Roberto Delgado Big Band, 15 of them at the last count, as part of his farewell tour. That was Patria, a deeply moving tribute to his home country, often considered a second Panamanian anthem. Well, that's about it for tonight. I'm Lopa Katari. Thanks for tuning in. Next week on Music Planet, Catherine Tickell is back in the driving seat with a special feature from the Garifuna Collective, that group from Belize that is continuing the legacy of its founder, Andy Palacio, in bringing the music and culture of the Garifuna to the world. They'll be at WOMAD in a few weeks' time, and I hope I'm going to see some of you there. For now, stay with us here on Radio 3. The new music show is next. I'm going to end Music Planet tonight with a tribute to Abdullah Ibrahim, one of South Africa's greatest pianists, who Nelson Mandela called South Africa's Mozart. He died aged 91 on the 15th of June. He was an extraordinary musician, and I had the honour of spending a late Friday night with him back in 2018 when he came into Broadcasting House to do a session for us live on the programme. To play us out then, I've chosen Mannenberg, the piece Ibrahim composed after one of his visits to Cape Town during a particularly fractious moment in the apartheid era. It was named after the Cape Town township that the low-income black families had been forced to move to. The song was recorded in one take and soon became an unofficial anthem of the civil rights movement. It was the founding stone of Cape Jazz, and it features the sublime tenor sax of Basil Coetzee, who got the nickname Mannenberg because of this recording. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Mannenberg by Abdullah Ibrahim, bringing tonight's edition of Music Planet to a close. Music Planet was presented this week by Lopa Katari and is a reduced listening production for BBC Radio 3, produced tonight by Sylvia Malnati. And to listen to previous shows on BBC Sounds, just search for Music Planet.
What's your perfect late-night listen? Blissful, meditative music. Immersive, sonorous sounds. Join me, Sarah Moore-Peach, and me, Hannah Peel, for Night Tracks. Music for the dark hours. Sunday to Thursday nights from 10. Listen on BBC Radio 3 and Radio 3 Unwind.
This is BBC Radio 3 on your radio, on your smart speaker and on BBC Sounds. It's 10:30 and time now for the new music show with Tom Service.
Welcome to the new music show. Now we're going to start tonight with this new release from the composer, pianist and singer Francesca Garza. From her album Crown Shyness, this is Loop Piece für Örtlichen.
Mm-hmm.